Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm trying to duplicate this song on any number of occasions. I want to do tap, do tap, do tap. How's that sound? Pretty good?
Just like the real animals.
Thank you. 53 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffens.
Except without rhythm.
Excuse me?
Except without rhythm.
I've got rhythm. Sound. You've got rhythm. Warren Eckstein's got rhythm. Who could ask for anything more? Warren, the pet person's best friend, is here with some pet advice, ownership advice. That information is coming right up here in good on a good day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you a slave to the clock? Well, certain times of day, usually without your conscious knowledge, exert more of an influence on you than other times. Here's the social science of it. Humans plan their daily schedule around the top or bottom of the hour. Meetings, meals, phone calls, even the daily commute tend to be scheduled on the hour or the half hour. What's the cheap psychological trick? You gotta buck this trend. Commuting? Pick an odd time between the hour and half hour. That way you'll be slightly behind or slightly ahead the big hourly or half-hourly commute push. Or schedule a meeting for 11:06. People will certainly remember the time. Also, make phone calls at an odd time. That's usually when people are finishing up their calls and you'll minimize phone tag. Got a time management tip? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Warren Eckstein has been joining us for the past 15, 16 years. I don't know how long you've been on this program. You've been doing radio for, what, 30-some-odd years, haven't you? How long have you been on the radio?
30 years. This 30 years. Yeah, it just starts 30 years.
All right, so let's get to what Warren has learned about social skills for your pet. How do you train a pet not to stick his nose in your crotch or other genteel things like that? Because that's a social skill, isn't it?
Or on the other side, how do you train your animals to do that, Warren?
Boyfriends, girlfriends, etc.
You might be
laughing, but that's not the first time I was asked that. So you know.
So what's the answer?
Well, there's a reason for it. It's kind of like Google.
A reason for a dog sticking his nose in your crotch?
Yes, there's a reason.
It's called peanut butter.
Do you ever notice why dogs sniff each other in their rear ends?
I've noticed that a number of times.
Okay, there's a reason for that. As I said, it's like surfing the web.
So do radio people at the Talkers Conference.
I can't help them, though. This is like surfing the web for dogs. All the information they need is there. For example, by smelling an area, it gives an indication of the type of food in the area, hormonal changes in the area, disposition. All of that is in there. So it's very common for a dog to sniff that groin area. And if you want to stop it, you just got to teach your dog to sit and stay when people...
Spray those sprays you can
spray. If that information is there for dogs, would it be safe to say that it's actually there for humans, too?
I guess. And you know, I don't know what cavemen did back years and years and years ago, but the bottom line is that's why dogs do that. I mean, their sense of smell, you know, remember my specialty was teaching dogs to sniff out incendiary devices, bombs. Right. So their sense of smell, their olfactory, is 200,000 times better than ours. So they smell everything different. If you're cooking spaghetti sauce, that's what I smell. Yeah. But from a dog's point of view, they smell the oregano, the garlic.
So when the dog gets closer to Rich, he's smelling a different kind of a bomb under that circumstance.
Right.
All right, how do you keep your cat from climbing all over things in your home, scratching up the furniture, the upholstery? Can we spray for that? What do you do for
double her? Stick tape.
Really?
It's like kitty fly paper. If you have a cat that's jumping on the counter, put some double stick tape on there. They jump on it once or twice. They don't like the feel of it. It doesn't hurt them, but it's not comfortable. And in the worst scenario, if you have a cat that's jumping on a dining room table, I just dealt with one. What we did is put double stick tape. We blew up a couple of balloons, put them on the double stick tape. The cat jumped. The balloon broke. It's like God corrected him. Never a problem again.
Really? You're a genius, Warren.
Dogs, every once too. In a while. You do that with dogs, too?
Not so much dogs with the double stick tape and the balloons. There are other ways to correct dogs from doing that. From a cat's point of view, it's very dangerous, though, because cats on cats will get cut by knives. They can eat things that are not safe for them. So it's important to keep them off.
Okay. There's been this picture of a dog wearing pants. What in the world? Why, who came up with this?
They cost $70. Do you know how many dogs you can rescue for $70?
Yeah.
Listen, it's a great idea for someone who just feels like they need to dress their dog. My perspective, my dogs walk around butt naked. That's just the way they were born. It's the way they enjoy it. It's the way they like it. But it's kind of interesting. For certain breeds of dogs that have really short hair, may not be a bad idea.
Really? Dog... Well, this time of year we're in the cold climes, put a jacket on your dog.
And also, if you're walking through the woods, it'll keep the thickets away.
Yeah, okay, that makes good sense. Yeah, you don't want to have that. Yeah, but I'm just trying to, if you haven't seen it, go to Warren's Facebook page and check out the picture of these dogs with different kind of pants on. Warren Eckstein, check out his Hugs and Kisses, minerals and vitamins, too, at hugsandkisses.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.